Okay, so we are studying in Proverbs. Talks a lot about wisdom, talks about knowledge. And that got me a little bit to thinking about some of those things. And also, I was watching some YouTube videos. I'm sure many of you know Ravi Zacharias. He's a, what you would call a Christian apologist, and some others as well. So I'm going to make my apology this morning, but it's not saying I'm sorry. The word apologia in Greek means speaking in defense of. So, and which really means reasoned arguments or writing in justification of something, typically a theory or religious doctrine, or logic and evidence, and then talks about, so some of these things are logic that we use to defend the faith, are logic, evidence, scripture, and wisdom. So, and I didn't look this up, Paul says knowledge puffs up, but wisdom, I'm trying to remember how it says that. Anyhow, that wisdom is what's good. And I was thinking about the life of Paul, and I'm not going to read that. I'm just going to look at some other verses a little bit. Paul, in Acts 17, I'm sure you remember how he was on Mars Hill, talked about the city of Athens, and how these people were worshiping these false gods, and they had these different ideas. And Paul makes his apology or defense for the gospel, for God, the existence of God, and how even their, and he appeals to them and their poets. So I think it's important to know when we defend the faith, where we're coming from. Is a person an atheist? Is he an evolutionist? Is he a Mormon? Is he Jehovah's Witness? Some other false religion? So that we know where how to combat their way of thinking. And then also going on the life of Paul there in Acts 21, basically from Acts 21 till the end of Acts, he is defending the faith, not so much defending himself, but his line of thinking. And you guys are welcome to read that. He appears before Festus, before Caesar. Then in the last chapter talks about how for 2 years he lived in his own house and taught and defended this. So I'm going to go to 1 Peter 3:15. Talks about, this is actually where the word apologia comes in. What we talk about is apologetics. It says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." And talk about having a good conscience. So the word answer is actually the Greek word apologia. In other words, be ready to give a defense of why you believe this way. So in order to give this, we need to know what we believe. So that would be the important part is studying, being able to defend something. I'm going back to Colossians 4. I didn't mark my verses, so I have to find them. Colossians 4, 5, and 6. Colossians chapter 4, that is, verses 5 and 6. Says, "Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man." And again, to answer, to defend the faith, apologia is the Greek word. And it talks about wisdom, just like in Proverbs here, it talked about wisdom. It says, walk in wisdom, and let your, but then, you know, we're not defending the faith just to prove that we're right, because you can prove something right and still not convince anybody. Because it says, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt. Salt, of course, having the idea of making something palatable so that it tastes better. So, if we can, the only way that we're going to convince people is is by having our grace, I mean our speech seasoned with salt, with grace. Okay, also, I'm just jumping around here, going to Jude, verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. So, contending for the faith is also this idea of defending or giving the reasons why we believe what we believe. So, and I'm not necessarily giving you why we believe, but to know that we must contend, we must contend for the faith. So 2 Corinthians 10:5. It says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Okay, so bringing our thoughts into captivity, it's also this idea of defending the faith and why we believe what we believe. So knowing that we need to know why we believe, and that's why I guess I think that we need to study these things that we believe. You know, it's good to believe, but to not know why you believe is really impossible to defend if someone asks us why we believe what we believe. So we got to know why we believe what we believe. Going to 2 Timothy 2, and Paul, of course, and Timothy and Titus especially, spoke to these young pastors to contend for the faith. And also, so in these verses it says, but foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. So, you know, sometimes people say things or ask this question. In this case, it says foolish and unlearned questions. You know, don't go, some questions we don't even really need to answer them. There are many, you know, hypothetical arguments that people could get into that really don't do any good. But it says, but the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, and in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves. So I think that's where this wisdom, and we're studying wisdom, you know, in Proverbs, many different things that we can apply to our lives. I mean, Proverbs is so full of these practical applications of wisdom. But the ultimate goal is to deliver these people from the snare of the devil who are taken captive. I mean, that's the whole reason for contending for the faith. So that was my challenge to me. I hope it is a challenge to all of us to know why we believe what we believe so that we can, just like in a court of law, defend our beliefs. And this apology or apologetics doesn't mean that we're saying we're sorry for what we believe, but to defend and to contend for the faith. So let's bow our heads for prayer.